This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I do want you part of the conversation. We got a lot going on, a lot to get involved with, a lot for you guys to have to deal with, if you would. There's a lot going on out there, a lot that we have a hard time keeping up with, even guys like me that are in this pretty much most of the day, if you would. Head over to my website, though, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening over there. There's a lot you can get involved with. And I do appreciate anything you do for us. If you head over to Patreon, well, actually, go to the website. You'll see a button on the right. You can be part of the team. And I always say the same thing. Yeah, you give up a couple of cups of coffee at that very expensive coffee place. They're not doing anything for you anyhow. They could care less about you. You know, I mean, look at how squishy they are. And now I hear that Nestle's is going to sell Starbucks coffee. Ooh, boy. It's all about the money, people. I mean, the same people that scream that it isn't about the money are the ones that have the money. And frankly, it is all about the money. I always found that interesting. So if you head over there, you can, speaking about the money, you can buy a coffee cup, you can buy the book. There's so much you can buy. I got a lot of little trinkets and stupid little things that you can buy there to put a few bucks in our pocket and help us out. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Very much appreciating the time that you are spending with us. The emails, whether you agree with me or not, I don't really care. I only care that you take your time to engage and get involved and have honest conversation, not dishonest conversation. I'm not interested in your dishonest conversation at all. You want to show up with facts? You want to talk about facts? Okay, that's fine. Tomorrow night, we're going to do it tonight, but some things came up. Technology things came up I had to fix. David Weissman, who has written for The Real Side, who has been on The Real Side, we'll be on the show tomorrow night, live from Israel. David has, I won't say turned on, because that's not the word I want to use. He's decided that he is no longer a Trump fan. And I don't have a problem with that either, as long as you come by it honestly. And David, this started when David got with Sarah Silverman. And actually made a comment to me, which I thought was kind of funny. He's talked about how, well, we don't listen to each other, and we take her the wrong way. And I go, David, she hates your people. She hates Israel. She hates the Jews. How could you possibly befriend her? So anyway, I saw some other things that he said, some comments he made, and I said, you know, those are party lines. Where's the proof? When you make comments like Trump has done nothing to help this country, Trump has done nothing to make it better, that's just a lie. And you know it's a lie. And those saying it know it's a lie. They're just irritated. You cannot tell me that nothing is better. Matter of fact, I love this because more and more people are coming to the side of that race relations got worse under Obama, not better. And now they must be getting better because here's what I said the other night. I said, see, this is the road I was going to go down. Where's all the riots? Why is police killings way down all of a sudden? Why? Because they won't be acceptable? That it's not okay that you're going to have a president that's actually going to speak out against shooting cops? Jeez. That's perfect. Where are all these riots on campuses everywhere, in the streets, in the cities? Where's these Antifa people, or where are these social justice warriors, or these cowards that wear black with the masks and everything? Where are these people? Nowhere to be found. On purpose. Because they are cowards. Non-cowards actually come out and fight. They don't care about having their face covered. So, why? It's not acceptable. It won't be tolerated. Except in Chicago. Which is run by who? Again, I think I told you guys this last week when you were listening. I almost fell over when the leadership in San Francisco and in Northern California was trying to blame Donald Trump, President Donald Trump and his administration, for the woes of San Francisco, for the high unemployment numbers. Or, I'm sorry, for the high homeless numbers. Right? And you know what the reason behind it was? You know what the reason behind these people is? Because the economy got better. And jobs up in San Francisco, well, Silicon Valley area, paid bigger bucks. Well, if you're going to pay them more money, then the landlords who've been holding their rents level and small because nobody had jobs, nobody was making money, now they want part of that pie. They deserve part of that pie. They held the rents down for a long time. Right? So now the rents go up. The guy working at $15 an hour minimum wage job, who should have never been living in San Francisco to begin with, he can't live there. Why? Because you can't live there on $15 an hour. You might have to have a trade. You might actually have to be able to do something. You know what I'm saying? God forbid. So, those people that can't live in those homes anymore now have to move out. They got no place to go because it's very expensive to live up there. The people getting paid better money, they can live in those places. They have a job. They're getting paid more. They're able to save some money. They're able to live in a nice place. Oh, that Donald Trump is just a real jerk, isn't he? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few more minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Science. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, of the solution, of the process, if you would. And I know I encourage you to do it, and I mean it sincerely. I'm glad you do it. I'm glad you get involved. I'm glad you're willing, just to engage, to truly engage. You know, you can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Ask me any questions you want, because some of you I know don't like to, you don't want to hear your voice. So head up to the website, realside.com, live chat room going on there. There's a live chat room in Facebook. And you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. Now, somebody in the chat room said, you know, what do I'm not that it matters, but What do you think of breaking California? And we're going to get to the mass exodus out of California in a minute. It's been going on now for a couple of years. Some people are smart enough to see it coming and getting out of here.
Not us.
How'd I know that was coming? Anyway, so it totally threw me off. Breaking us into 3 to 5 states. So some people want 5. Some people want 6. Right? And breaking into 3. First of all, the way some people are talking about this is like it's like it'll happen over a 4-month period, a 5-month period, even a 1 year. It takes a long time. You don't just secede. And on top of that, is that what you want to do? Do you want to secede from the United States? Or do you want to create a couple of more states? You got to really think this through. And then some of you really need to think about this too. How many more Democrat seats do you want to give them there in D.C.? You know, this is all constitutionally done. This isn't like the state and the people in the state pass a referendum and decide they want to break away, and then they vote on it, and then we're done. Doesn't work that way. 2/3 of the states have to agree to it. I mean, there's a whole list of things that have to be done. But just remember something. If you create 3 states, can you assure me, you guys who want this really bad, can you assure me that you won't create 6 more Democrat senators from the West Coast? Just that, or 4, because we already have 2. Can you assure me that's going to happen? If you create 5 states, that's going to be 10 total senators. Are they not all going to be Democrat, or the majority of? Are you sure? I mean, why was it so hard to keep California from going down the road it went down or has gone down to begin with? Now, remember that this is not weird to split states up. It's happened before. My home state of Massachusetts used to encompass Maine. And then Maine broke off, and it became its own state. Kentucky broke off in the early days. It was part of Virginia. And West Virginia, obviously, was part of Virginia. Vermont existed, but was unrecognized, really, as a sovereign state for a while. You can go through the whole list of what you see out there. And can it be done? Of course it can be done. But it's a lot, not impossible, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot harder than some people really understand to do it. And then in California, it's so fickle. Right? What do you... How are you going to get them... Who's going to decide what the boundaries are? You've got a state right now that's totally run by Democrats. And I even venture to say the majority of the Democrats that are running it up there, not the majority of the actual Democrats in power, are loons. Look at some of the stuff they're pushing on this. They're loons. Right? I mean, in 1919, Massachusetts, Boston, the city of, tried to break away as its own state because it didn't like what the rest of the state was doing. Think about that. I mean, so you get miffed. Hey, here's my thing for Californians. Here's how I feel about this. Conservatives, California conservatives, get off your butts and take the state back. It's a beautiful state. It can do a lot. It can be very powerful. But stop whining and doing everything. You know, here's kind of how I look at it. If the conservatives would move out of the state instead of move to a temporary location, let the libs take it over, they'd be begging for us to come back. They will do what they've done in other states, in other areas, in other cities like Detroit. Just run it into the ground. You know, I was talking to somebody about this today. Who would I choose as governor for California? First of all, who cares who I choose? That's number one. Number two, it doesn't matter. Do you know what the number one issue for Californians is, according to a recent survey? or actually the majority of Democrats, is single-payer health care. Yeah, they want it. Can't afford it. And it's not even that we can't afford it, like a little bit can't afford it. It's like we can't afford it. The state's budget is $200 billion. Single-payer health care would add, now, it's $200 billion, we can't pay it. Single-payer health care would add $400 billion to the bottom line. For a $600 billion budget, we can't even pay the $200 billion we have. But Jerry says we might be able to get a few hundred billion from Trump. Yeah, Jerry, good luck with that. It's you're calling them all kinds of names. It's like you want to go on a date with somebody, and you look at her, and you go, you know what, I can't stand your freckles, your teeth are crooked, and my God, what's with your skin problem? I can't, do you sweat like that all the time? And, hey, I'd like to go out tonight. What kind of sense does that make? That's what I'm talking about. So it just gets worse and worse and worse. You know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to do very much appreciate, like I said, the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and involved. You know? Where was I? Oh, yeah, the mass exodus. That's the one. And we've seen this happen, but they won't admit to it. They'll tell you these aren't real numbers. But obviously only because it doesn't fit their narrative, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. We will truly talk about the mass exodus from California. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Back. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And listen, sign up for the weekly newsletter. You know, head over to the website, therealside.com. Top right-hand corner is a place you can sign up for it. Send it out once a week. Also, you can... Not just that. But if you head up to the website, you can check out the store. You know, we've got T-shirts. We've got caps. I had a cap around here somewhere. Whatever. Anyway, we have caps. We have coffee mugs. We have all this stuff. You know, you get a buck here, a buck there. I can buy a new shirt one of these days. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. The California Exodus. I know some of you don't care. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't care either if I didn't live here. I'd be laughing. But I really think that sometimes we move forward. You know, a bunch of my friends thought it would be a really good idea to have this top two vote-getter like we have here in California. When you have your primary in most states, right, you have the Republican, you have the Democrat, you have the Green Party, the Klein, whatever you have, whatever is in your state. And every one of those people gets... you know, top billing in the general election. The top vote getter in every one of those for every one of those parties. California said, well, that's kind of crazy because we have like 121 different parties and can't have that many people on the ballot. We need to really break it down, and we really need to give people two choices. So they agreed or voted on the two top vote getters. Now, moronic Republicans voted for this because they said, oh, yeah, we'll get rid of all the fringe people, get rid of all those other parties, and it'll always be a Democrat and a Republican. No. Not how it works. And we've already seen it plenty of places. We've seen it when the Republicans are dominant in one or two areas in the whole state. You see just two top Republicans at the top. The Democrats are dominant in most of the other areas, and it's always two Democrats at the top. That's what we've seen over and over and over again. Because if it's going to save us money and aggravation, it might even give a Republican a chance to get in. And since it's gone in, you know what we won? One constitutionally appointed state seat. One. When I say that, you know what I mean by the, you know, attorney general, lieutenant governor, governor, at those level, not assemblymen, not state senators. It's hilarious. And somebody said earlier about the breakup of the states that the feds would never let it happen. It's not the feds, really. It's the state. It's the states. There's a whole process we have to go through to become that. So it's a lot. There's a lot more to it than just agreeing to it, voting it in, and making it happen. So California net domestic migration is taking a nosedive. Okay? Now, you can say goodbye to Hollywood. You know, Billy Joel sang that in 1976. Now, in the midst of the deepening housing crisis, thousands of people, you know, they can't afford the housing yet. That's part of it. And that's what the Democrats are saying, too. The reason people leaving California, it's not the human excrement in the street. It's not the three-foot-high piles of needles in some of the major cities, you know, used needles. It's not the homeless people that are in the subways and trainways and busways that are laying there in their own vomit with the needles next to them. No, it's none of that that would chase anybody away. It's not the problems of crime in the cities and the fact that now they're sanctuary cities, a sanctuary state. No, none of that. It's because it costs too much to live here. That's why we need a $15 an hour minimum wage. So people still can't afford to live here. Right? I mean, they want single-payer health care. What makes them think? Well, you know, you people who are all for all these things, how much of your paycheck are you willing to give up? When does it get to that 90? When it gets to that 90% point, are you going to be okay with that? Over a million more people moved out of California from 2006 to 2016 that moved in. Now, all the numbers weren't in for 17 by the end of the year. But we did have initial numbers just in the Los Angeles County area, almost 200,000 people left for other states. Not other areas of the state, but other states. And they're not being replaced. Now, the Dems will have you to believe it's because of the high cost of housing. That's the biggest reason. They go on to say, you ready for this one? A strong economy can also be dysfunctional. Just amazing. Now, in other states, you know, wages for workers are lower income brackets, and the state attracts more highly educated, high earners who might be able to afford pricey homes. There are many reasons for the housing crunch, but the lack of new construction may be the most significant. Well, how do you figure? If it costs you more to live here, making more houses that are too expensive for people to live in, and I don't know what too expensive is. I really don't. I mean, at $15 an hour, first of all, you can't afford a house. Even with three kids, you're living in a one-bedroom apartment. Now, according to a report from 2008 to 2017, an average of 24.7 new housing permits were filed for every 100 new residents in California. And that's well below the national average of 43. That's because of money. If this trend persists, the research has argued, you know, the analysts forecast the state will be about 3 million homes short by 2025. How can that be? If you can't afford to buy a house, why are they building the homes? California homeowners spend an average of 21% of their income, 21% of their income on housing costs, the 49th worst in the nation, while renters spend 32%, the 48th worst. The median rent statewide in 2016 was $1,300. I don't know what they're talking about, which is 40% higher than the national average. But it's a different state. See, I hate when they do that. I always love when they talk about the national average for gasoline. And it's $2.10. Where? Where do you find that? Next to the refinery? Because in California, it's well over $3 a gallon.
$3.85.
There you go. Oh, that's right, because they just raised our taxes on gas. And now they're going to raise our taxes on mileage. Isn't that wonderful? They're crack addicts. Although they're tax addicts, really. In a separate analysis, Realtor.com found that the number of people searching real estate listings, right, in the top 16 California markets compared to people living there and searching elsewhere had doubled, and it was growing. When you look at the counties of Santa Clara, San Mateo, Los Angeles, growth is unchanged in years. So there aren't, you know, the people moving out, people moving in. It sounds like a song, don't it? But they're not getting the look at housing costs in California keep going up, but it isn't necessarily because the rent, the person who owns the building wants to go up. It is now costing more money to get food, right? Gas tax. I want you to start with the gas tax. It costs more money to get food to the supermarket, right? It costs more money for the landlord to pick up supplies to take them to the apartment building to fix the apartment building. The people that are doing the maintenance work, they need, gas has gone up, they need more money to cover their expenses. I mean, gas is at the basis of all of this. Now, I know there's some left-wing loons sitting there now going, see, that's the reason we need more battery-powered cars. Yeah, okay. And then you'd be screaming about the carbon footprint, and then we could show you how the carbon footprint is bigger for electric cars than it is for, I mean, just we could do this all day. People come to California for the weather. It's beautiful out here. It is beautiful most of the time here. We don't have those big flies and bugs like they do in some other states. And yes, the weather is nice. But most people are working their buns off to make ends meet, so they really don't get to enjoy the weather that often. And now with the threat of property taxes going up in California, really going to have a problem. See, these guys, they don't think about curtailing spending at all. It's not about that for them. For them, it's all about wanting what they want, spending what they want to spend, and telling you, as Governor Brown told us, because you're too stingy, you're too cheap, you're too selfish to want to pay more in taxes. I'll pay as much as you want me to pay, as long as I know where the money is going for real. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the
play. Come on, some of you remember that. I'm Joe Senior, your host. This is a Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I appreciate the time that you guys are spending, you know, just being part of the conversation. That's the big part of it, just being part of the conversation. You know, I mean, seriously. If you're not engaged, whether it's in one of the chat rooms or with friends, these are things we have to be talking to people about on a regular basis. I'm debating whether to play later on, whether to play a clip. I think some of you have seen these cold reads that they do, that they bring people kind of sort of under false pretense. But they bring them into these... I guess they're not interviews, but you know when you're going to be a you're trying out for a commercial, And they bring them in. And what ends up happening with them is they're reading off of these cue cards. So they really never, they haven't had a chance yet to look. And they're reading off these cue cards. And so they're not paying attention. And in the last batch that I saw, they were talking about the reality, or if it was real, that there really was a difference between the pay males and females got. When you really do an honest apples to apples, oranges to oranges comparison, the reality is that, no, the pay scales are pretty much exactly equal. And that's the difference. So when they were reading them, you could see that the actors, actresses, whatever they are, you could see that they were kind of confused, like, is this true? Can this? And most of them afterwards said, look, I never knew that these numbers. I just took it for granted. And that's the problem. We have to stop taking things for granted. My point here is you have to inform people. You sane ones, you have to inform. And you don't stick your finger in their face. You don't scream the platitudes of the party or the group that you're with. You need to make sure that what you're telling them is truth and factual and you can prove it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So to the point of this piece, yes, housing is extremely expensive. Housing is crazy expensive in certain areas. In others, it's quite affordable. In California, that is. And if the market's doing well, or if the economy's doing well, and people are making more money, then this is not a non-issue. It's not a problem. The average mean, well, this is what they've said in 2017. I don't know where we are today. But the average price for median statewide house was, median statewide price for housing. It all depends on where you put the words. In California, it was $550,000 in 2016. Almost $300,000 in Texas. You obviously get a lot more for the money. In Texas, you get a lot more for the money in Nevada, a lot more for the money in Arizona. Oregon and Washington, God bless you. I don't know why you want to go up there. You know, it's free dope and marijuana for everybody. It's cold and it snows. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are truly spending with us, truly going through this stuff with me. This just never stops. The craziness just never really goes away. And it's on these college campuses that all of you want to tout as, oh, don't pick on all the kids. They're not all like this. No, they may not all be like this, but how are the colleges getting away with what they're doing? Students in the University of Minnesota system are coming forward to condemn the school's plans to hire, you ready for this, an abortionist. They're calling the physician unthinkable and really disgusting. UMN Twin Cities recently announced a plan to hire a reproductive rights advocacy fellowship, a one-year medical fellowship that would recruit a doctor to spend 1 year training as a trainer in training, learning to perform abortions. That's really what we want to teach on campus, solely focused on doing abortions. Now, I'll tell you what, we're fine with this. I'm fine with this. As long as the demonstrations are done on big screens where the kids, and I do mean kids, can sit there and watch, and they can watch the arm being ripped off and the leg being ripped off and all that other fun stuff that goes on, I guess. All the stuff that they shouldn't have to worry about because school's saying it's not a problem. It's a reproductive rights issue for everyone but the baby, apparently. Physician will require the new hiree to spend at least 20 days at a high-volume abortion site. High volume. Not a low volume. Remember, do you remember the Supreme Court back in the 70s? This was supposed to be for emergencies. Abortions were not supposed to be on demand anytime without any guidelines. But that's what they've turned into. This is what I was trying to tell you earlier. We let this stuff grow. We let it go. We don't stop it. We don't get in the way of it. It all has to do with the people you elect. You need to get off your butts. Some of you do. Some of you don't. Get out there and help the right people get elected. And if they don't do what you want them to do, if they don't do what they're supposed to be doing, if they don't do what's supposed to be right, then unelect them. You know, I heard somebody say recently, and I agree, 1,000,000,000%. You want to know how somebody's going to do when they get to the state or the feds or what have you? Find out what their stance is on protecting life, on the sanctity of life. Where are they at? And that will tell you everything else about them. See, I used to say you don't lead with abortion, you don't lead with that stuff, you don't really need to give it a whole bunch of thought, but you do. I want to know where you stand on life. The position will require the new hiree to spend at least 20 days at a high-volume abortion site, getting training and becoming a trainer, and as well as learning how to counsel patients on how abortion is allegedly 14 times safer than childbirth. Well, there's a good reason. That's, 14 times safer than childbirth. You know, you could bleed. For who? Because, you know, for the baby, it's a whole different animal, isn't it? See, that's what I love about this. I would love to be there with the abortionist. I would love to be the guy in the audience going, excuse me. If it has a heartbeat, is it a baby? I mean, really, if there's a heart that's beating, is it okay for us to stop it? Just asking for a friend. Nick Johnson, the president of that club, said that the university has a job to uphold a high moral standard being educators. They are clearly violating these principles by further engaging in abortion promotion. See, the job is for the colleges are not to do this. The job for the colleges is to turn out young men and women that can read and write and do arithmetic, don't you think? God forbid. No, they love being the worst in the world or among the worst in the world when it comes to turning out educated young people. They can deal with all kinds of sexual orientation issues. They can deal with gender, non-gender issues. They can deal with same-sex marriage. They can deal with abortion. They can't add anything. You know, now the kids at George Washington University think that now the university should be renamed. Why? Because George Washington, I don't think anybody knew this, had slaves. Unreal. The pro-life club at UMN Duluth also reached out to Campus Reform to give a statement arguing that abortion should be unthinkable and to see the University of Minnesota embrace the pro-abortion throwaway culture raises many questions. What are the university's motives in supporting this industry? I mean, what is it, Planned Parenthood giving them a gazillion dollars or something? Are they now caving to the abortion lobby? What else is in store? What else are they going to have to cave to? You know, if these colleges strictly become 100% bastions of libertarianism, look at the majority of colleges today, especially the liberal arts colleges, have no conservative professors. Why not? Why aren't you there? Why aren't you willing to take one for the team? Maybe you guys should go like the Marines do, go in groups of four. Four of you apply for and try to get jobs at the same colleges. Get in there, make a difference, make a change, challenge the college, make them spend money to throw you out. He says, we don't know at this point, he observed, that what we do know is that our tuition dollars will be supporting an institution that does not only disregard the fundamental dignity of every human life, but it's hell-bent on destroying it. Alex Grubidge, a senior at UMN Duluth, cited a video by Prager University explained why he opposes the abortionist position. The video, the most important question about abortion, it stresses the moral intrinsic value of the unborn. Who fights for the unborn? I mean, seriously, where's the attorney for the unborn? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.